Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host Tom Haynes, and this week I'm going to talk a little bit about the question that you may not even be asking, but we're going to get into your mindset while you're at the academy. And why it needs to be a little bit different than if you're at a CTI school or if you're in college or any other situation. So, I'm titling this, Am I a Student or a Trainee? And the correct answer may actually be somewhere in between. But when you're at the academy, one thing you have to remember is, number one, you are getting paid. You are getting paid to listen to the lessons. You're getting paid to be there every day. You're getting paid to study while you're in the building. They're not paying you to study outside of class time. That's why, especially when you're in the very beginning and you're learning the map, which, of course, those of you who have been listening to the podcast have heard me say time and time again, don't wait to the academy to learn the map. Learn it before you get there. But I digress just a little bit. So, you are getting paid to be at the academy. And true, you're not getting paid a whole lot. Some of you were probably making more at your previous job. And you took a shot at going to the academy because, number one, you wanted to be a controller. Number two, you wanted more money and get paid more than you are at your current job or at your past job. So the FAA is paying you. And that means that your time at the academy has to be different than when you were at college, let's say, or in high school even. Okay, you have to have a different mindset. Your mindset at the academy has to be one that says, I am here to do a job. And I've said many times on this podcast and previous episodes that the academy is a 12-week or 16-week, if you want to include basics. For the en route, a 14-week, if you include basics, for the tower, job interview. It is a job interview. They're paying you to learn the basics of the job. And by basics, I'm not talking about the basics program. I'm talking about the things that they're going to teach you are the basics of air traffic control. If you pass the academy and go to your first facility, you're going to learn how to actually be a controller. Okay? But they're going to teach you the basics at the academy. And they're going to train you as best they can in the time that they have. They're going to train you to try to be as much of a controller as you can so that you can pass your evaluations. And all of that means that you, as a person at the academy, you have to treat the academy differently than you treated college or high school. Okay? College, 2-4 year, for some people 6-7 years, to learn, and you're going to have, you know, probably about 40 classes, give or take, over those 4 years. So it's 10 classes a year, 5 classes a semester, and you may have to take one or two to get the credits you need to graduate. You may take one or two during the summer. But you're talking about 5 classes in a semester that goes from usually, we'll just call it September 1st to December 12th, something like that. So you're talking all of September, all of October, all of November, half of December. So it's 3.5 months for 5 classes. And you're not going to all those classes every day. You're either going 3 times a week or 2 times a week, sometimes 1 time a week to the class for those 3.5 months or 14 weeks. So it's a totally different setup. Suppose that you were trying to pass 20 of those classes in one semester. That's what the academy is like. So your mindset going in has to be different than it was when you were a student before. That's why I hesitate to call you students. But I also hesitate to call you trainees, because you're not really to that level yet. So what do you call yourself? What do I call you? You can call yourself students, but if you do that, I think you have a tendency to believe that the academy is going to be like college was. And it's just not. It's not. It's not anything like it. And it's tough to describe for you. I wish there were some way of letting you see and feel what it's going to be like before you get there. But there's really not. Fortunately, they're doing basics in person again, and that gives you a little bit of a glimpse of what it's going to be like. But on the other hand, I think it's an unrealistic view of just what it's going to be like after basics. Because you don't really get the fire hose turned on during basics. Yeah, there's a lot of information, and to a certain extent, a lot of it is, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for using this word, useless. But you still have to learn it. You have to be tested on it. You have to pass the test. But understand that the en route portion of the academy and the tower portion of the academy are nothing like basics. There is no fire hose turned on during basics. Basics is 4 weeks of a prep course. And people do still fail the test at the end of basics. And it does happen. I don't understand why it happens, but it does happen. But basics itself, like I said, it gives you an unrealistic view of what's about to come up. And so you pass basics, and the next day you start the en route portion of the academy. Oh my. And day one, hey, there's not that much happening on day one. Day two, a lot more happening. And day three, a lot more. And day four, a lot more. And so a lot of students make the mistake of thinking that en route is going to be a lot like basics. And about the only thing they have in common is that you're going to be going to a classroom and you're going to be listening to an instructor go through a lesson, word for word, what is in the lesson plan, what is on your paper or your iPad, actually, I guess now. He's going to read that word for word. You can follow along. You can choose to take notes. You don't have to take notes. I would suggest taking notes. But that's where the similarities end. Because basics is just similar to college in that you have to take in the information. You have to, in most cases, memorize the information. And you have to regurgitate the information on a test and answer enough questions correctly to pass. What the en route portion, what the tower portion of the academy are, is you have to take the information in. You don't necessarily have to memorize it. As a matter of fact, if you think you're going to memorize it, good luck, because you can't. There's too much information. You're not going to be able to memorize all of it. There's a lot that you need to memorize, but the application comes from understanding. The application comes from practicing. And that's a lot different than trying to just study to answer questions on a test. Now, the FAA kind of pulls a fast one on you and says, okay, here's day one, day 13, we're going to have a test in which you need to memorize the map and be able to draw the map for your cheat sheet and answer questions based on your cheat sheet. And so they give you the idea that this is very similar to college. You just have to memorize stuff enough to pass the test. And then you go through more and you have another test. Then they pull another fast one on you, and now you have to show that you understand what you've been practicing, both in class and at home. And during this period, you can decide, and you have to decide, and you will decide, even if you choose not to decide, that's a decision. You have to decide whether you're going to try and go through this alone, lone wolf, or you're going to enlist the help of your classmates and help them. And that's a big decision. when I went through the academy, I tried to lone wolf it, and I was able to through the academic part. We had all of our academics and all but one of our tests before we got into the lab. And I was able to do the academics and score fairly high. I mean, that was easy to me. We get into the lab, and I'm doing okay. I'm plugging away. I'm learning. I get to that first eval, and I bomb. And that's when I realized I couldn't lone wolf, that I needed to practice. And so that's why I harp on it so much, because I've been there. I've tried to do it by myself. And for a certain amount of time, I was able to do it by myself. But if I had continued to try and do it by myself, I would not have passed. I would not have had a career as an air traffic controller. I would not be sitting here at my desk at my house talking to you, trying to keep you from doing the same thing I did. I'm trying to make sure that from the very beginning, you practice and you enlist the aid of your classmates at the very least. You can decide that you are going to do it on your own. And you may have some success. But the way the program is these days, it's very, very difficult to do it that way. That's why, and that's been one of the common themes through most of the episodes of this podcast. If I could just do one thing for every student at the academy, is just say from the beginning, you cannot do it alone. Even through basics, it's so much easier to get study groups going. It's the information gets into your brain in different ways when you are studying with other people. And you may have been able to get through college by yourself without a study group, but you can't do that at the academy. Okay, 95 to 98% of you can't do that at the academy. There may be 2 to 5%, but I wouldn't bet on it. And I definitely wouldn't bet a future career on it. So the mindset you have to have is, this is the academy. It's not college. It's not anything like college. I cannot treat it like college. I cannot drift through any portion of this, because I'm getting my entire degree in one semester. Period. And if I do not succeed, I may not be able to try again. So it's one shot. One shot. And you have to treat it as your one and only shot from day one. And if you've been listening to the episodes, you have to treat it as your only shot from day minus 60. In other words, you have to start preparing 2, 3, 4 months ahead of time, as soon as you get your letter from the FAA with your date, you have to start preparing. As soon as you get the date, get on the Discord. I'm not a huge fan of the discussions on the Discord. You've heard me talk about it before. But there's information on the Discord from the FAA. And if you've listened to the episodes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the map. Start learning it from day one after you get your letter. Now, if you look on the Discord, you'll see many, many people who have gone through the academy. And yes, they have passed the academy. But their total time at the academy was between 12 and 16 months, or 12 and 16 weeks. 3 to 4 months. And they went there one time. Please hear me. They went there one time. And they're giving their opinion based on their one time. I was there for 5 years. I saw multiple classes. In my 5 years, you know, they run about 1,200 students through the en route program a year. And I didn't work with all of them. But if you're 1,200 students, and let's say they average 14 per class, I don't have the math right in front of me, but I'm thinking that's, well, let's see. That's about 70 classes. Maybe 80. Yeah, I think we're looking at more close to 80. Probably closer to about 85 to 86 classes that I saw go through, and that's just 1 year. I was there 5 years, so I've seen probably close to 400 classes go through the academy. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've seen students who took it seriously. I've seen students who tried to breeze their way through. I've seen students who were very confident that they were going to pass and still worked and worked and worked all 12 weeks. And at the end of that 12 weeks, they did pass. I've seen students who were very, very confident when they got to the academy, so confident that they didn't feel like they needed to work. And they didn't pass. I've seen students who probably came to the academy with no expectation of passing, who worked very hard and had other people working with them from their class, and I've seen them pass. So it's a mindset that you have to have. It's a mindset that you have to start cultivating from the moment you get the letter from the FAA. That's all there is to it. You have to give yourself the best chance you can of passing. And even having done all that, there's still the possibility that you won't make it. But you have to give yourself the best chance of success. And that's really all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you the best chance of success. You could work harder than anybody else in your class. You could enlist the help of a coach. You could enlist the help of your family, your loved ones, and there's still a possibility that you won't pass. I wish I could say that all you had to do was this, and you'd pass every time. But unfortunately, no one can say that. Not just me. I can't say that, and no one else can say that. There is no magic formula for getting through the academy. Each of you are different. Each of you have different strengths. Each of you have different weaknesses. I always considered it my job at the academy as your instructor to try and find a way to shore up those weaknesses that you might have, but also find the strengths and try to cultivate those. It's a difficult process. The academy is a difficult process. Trying to become an air traffic controller is a difficult process. And I wanted to give a shout out at the beginning of the program, and it kind of slipped my mind, but I wanted to give a huge thank you to two people who contacted me in the last week, two very unexpected contacts. One from Portugal, Diogo. I hope I'm saying your name right. Thank you so much. I wish you the very best in your desire to become an air traffic controller in Portugal. Please keep me informed about how you're doing. I would love to hear how you're doing and love to hear more about what it's like to be a controller in Portugal. And then the other one, Herman. Oh, thank you so much. A long email explaining what you were going through. I hope and pray that you are able to continue your quest to try and become an air traffic controller. You are starting a little bit later in life than I would suggest, but it really is up to you. It really is up to you. But thank you both. Thank you both. Your letters were perfectly timed for me, because I got to tell you, there are times when I need to be not necessarily reassured, but I need to be told, hey, you are having an impact. And so, thank you, Diogo. Thank you, Herman. Hang in there. Keep trying. Keep working. Because it is worth it. But, like Herman said in his email, sometimes it's not for everybody. I truly believe that with the right help, you can pass the academy. But having said that, I have worked with many people over the years who, for their own sake, just should not be an air traffic controller because it was stressing them. And their quality of life was just not what they would want, really. But I guess I'll end it there. I hope that, you know, the episode, you know, I struggled with what to name it. You guys aren't students at the academy. You're employees. You're getting paid to do a job. You have to treat it like that. You have to treat it like a job. You have to treat it like a job that is very, very important, very, very strict in what they require of you, what they demand of you, because they're going to demand it whether you have the right attitude about it or not. They are going to demand that you get to a certain point of understanding, or you don't get the job. And you can treat it like college. You can treat it with kind of a laissez-faire attitude. And you may not get what you want. Or you can go in and treat it like a job, treat it like the important job that it is, treat it like the detail-oriented job that it is, and give it your best shot. Give it 100% every day. And that means practicing and practicing and practicing with other people. And if you do that, you're going to give yourself the best opportunity to succeed. And that's really all you can hope for. It's just a shot. And then once you pass, you get your foot in the door, you may not get the facility that you want. You may not get the area of the country that you want. Your foot is in the door. Your foot is in the door. And I know movement in the FAA is not what it was when I was in the FAA. I understand that. I'm working with a young man who resigned from the FAA because he was working a level 5 tower. And he can make more money in a contract tower. I got to tell you, that's just not right. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care about any of that. It's just not right. It's just not right that someone cannot get out of a facility they've been in for 10 years. It's just not. But unfortunately, that's the system that you guys are getting into. Now, those of you that are in other countries, I would love to hear about what it's like in your country. I really would. And I gotta tell you, over the last 7 days, this podcast has been downloaded in 4 continents across the globe. I forget how many
countries. I think it's close to 20.
That's amazing to me. I'm floored. It's just amazing and unexpected. And then to get
letters
from people overseas, and they're just like us in the U.S. They have a passion. They have a goal. They have a dream. And they're trying to make that dream true.
And so, hopefully, with this episode,
if you're at the academy and you look at yourself as a student, change your mindset. You're not a student. It's your job. Do your job the best you can, to the best of your ability. Give yourself as much opportunity to succeed as possible. If you're at a CTI school, it's a little bit different. It is college. But I got to tell you what, if you treat it like it's your job already, well, that's three-fourths of it, more than likely. I would expect you to be successful. If you treat it like it's just any other class, well, I don't know. You may succeed in college at the CTI school, but you get to your first facility and realize, oh, this is nothing like college. It's going to be extremely eye-opening. So go ahead and treat it like the job and the detail-oriented job that it is.
And those of you who are just getting letters, obviously right now during a shutdown, you're not going to be getting letters.
But once they end the shutdown, which it will end at some point, but once it ends and they start sending letters out again, when you get your letter, that's when you need to start treating it like a job. Don't wait until you get to Oklahoma City. And definitely don't wait until your first day of en route or tower class. Change your mindset.
Make sure you give yourself
the best shot you can, because it's one shot. Most of you won't get a second chance at it if you don't make it on your first. Most of you won't get that second shot.
But, okay, well, don't like to end on such a downer note, but
this week I'm going to. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for those of you in the U.S., thank you. For those of you outside the U.S., thank you also. You can still get hold of me at email tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. That's T-O-M-H-A-N-E-S. If you look at the transcript for these episodes, it probably spells my last name wrong. It's just an easy, simple way. That's tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. If you want to text me, my phone number to text me is 817-233-8199. That's 817-233.
And to use ATC terms,
8199.
Send me a text, send me an email. If you have questions, if you have comments, I'd love to hear from you.
If you're interested in one of the tracking documents, I'd be more than happy to send that out to you. But
for those of you who are at some point on this ATC journey, and you may be at the point where you're not even started,
and you may be at the point where it's already been ended for you, either testing wise or academy wise, but thank you for listening. And for those of you on the journey,
like I've said before, please, don't do the journey on your own.
Have someone there by you. Have someone there with you, going through it side by side.
Till next week.
Bye.